Welcome to Torah Imecha Nachyomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Mrs. Micha Horowitz, and today we are studying Sefer Tehillim, Perek Lamed Vav. Overview of the Perek, David HaMelech begins by speaking about the ways of the wicked, how they choose to do sin, and how they will stumble in their iniquity. He then speaks about the righteousness of God, the kindness of God, and the protection of God for those who choose the path of righteousness. And then King David ends the Perek by speaking about how the wicked will stumble ultimately in their iniquity. I begin by quoting Rav Shamsham Fal Hirsch in his commentary to Sefer Tehillim. Rav Shamsham Fal Hirsch died in 1888 in Germany, a well-known scholar, expounder of Torah, and a tremendous Torah personality. Rav Shamsham Fal Hirsch, in his commentary to Tehillim, Kapitel Lamed Vav, says, in the beginning of this chapter, King David outlines the philosophy that motivated the actions and attitudes of the Rishaim of his day. The subsequent verses of this chapter proclaim these eternal truths, the truths of God's sovereignty, that confront the motives of the wicked and will finally destroy all evil. David has derived this insight and perception from his own personal experiences in life, both as David, an individual man, and as the servant of God, who represents the Jew who strives to fulfill the task which God has entrusted to him. In both of these capacities, both as David, the individual man, and as the servant of God who represents all Jews, King David has come to know the true nature of his contemporaries' way of thinking, which is so different from his own philosophy. He has come to know the true value of the ways of God, which are directed towards the training of mankind, and therefore the double reference in the beginning of this kapitel. And so the chapter begins, Perek Lamed Vav, Pasuk Aleph, Laminatseach La'eved Hashem L'David, a song to the conductor, the servant of God, to David, because David comes here as one, Eved Hashem, the servant of God, based on his experiences representing every Jew, and furthermore, more specifically, LeDavid as David. And so the chapter tells us, Lamed Vav, Pasuk Aleph, Lam Natzeach, LaEved Hashem, LeDavid. Pasuk Beis, Ne'um Pesha, LeRasha, Bekerav Libi, transgressions, speech to the wicked is in my heart. In the art scroll Tehillim elucidated, the footnote teaches the evil inclination, the Yetzer Hara, is personified here as transgression. King David knows exactly what transgression advises the wicked. Nu'um pesha l'rasha bekerav libi. Transgression speech, the speech of the Yetzer Hara to the wicked, is in my heart. Ein pachad Elokim l'negedei nav. There is no fear of God before the eyes of the sinful person. Ki hachalik elav be'enav. It has smoothed the way before him in his eyes. The Yetzer Hara, hachalik, from the word chalak, has smoothed the path before he who chooses sin. And Rashi on this pasuk says, ki hachalik, he made it smooth, HaPesha El HaRasha, the transgression, the sin, the Yetzer Hara, has made it appear smooth to the wicked one. Chala Kila Kos Be'enav, he made it a smooth thing in his eyes. The Yetzer Hara presents sin as something smooth, as something unobjectionable in our eyes. Kedesha Yimtza Kosh Baruch Hu Et Avono, so that God will find his iniquity, the snow oto, and ultimately to reject him and to hate him, as the pasuk finishes. Limtzo Avono Lisno, God will find his iniquity to reject and to hate him. Pasuk Dalet, Divrei Piv Aven Umirma, the mouth of the sinful person is full of sin and trickery. Chadal lahaskil lahitiv. He has stopped contemplating even how to do good. Rashi says he has refrained from considering to improve. Mana atzmo. He prevented his own self. Mehaskil lahitiv masa. From considering to improve his deeds. So sometimes the wicked person becomes so full of sin and iniquity that it's even difficult for him to contemplate how to improve. Pasuk hey. Aven yachshav amishkavo. Even on his bed, he thinks of sin. Yisyatzev al derech lo tov. He stations himself on the path of no good. And Rashi says, Yisyatzev al derech lo tov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu natan lefanav derech hatov v'derech hamavet. God places before us the path of good and the path of death, like Moshe Rabbeinu says at the end of his life. Ubacharta b'chayim l'man tichya. We have a choice. We can choose to be like the sinful person who contemplates sin upon his bed and who stands upon the path of no good, or, like Rashi says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu nasan lefanav derech hatov v'derech hamavis. There are before us two paths, the way of righteousness and good, and the way of death, v'hu bocher lo, and he, the sinful person, chooses for himself, derech lo tov, the way of no good. Man is unique because we have bechira chavshit, free choice. We can choose to do good, or we can choose not. Ra lo yamas, says David, the wicked person does not scorn, does not disdain sin. But now David HaMelech moves into the second half of the psalm, where he refers to the righteousness of God. Hashem b'hashamayim chastecha, God, your heavens, your kindness is in the heavens. Emunascha ad shechakim, your faithfulness to the upper heights. Sidkascha kaharerei el, your righteousness is like mighty mountains. Mishpatecha tohom rabba, your judgments are like vast, deep waters. The Art Scroll commentary to this chapter notes, your righteousness is like mighty mountains. Your judgments are like the vast deep waters. God's protection of the righteous is like a mighty mountain. However, his punishment of the wicked is like an inescapable abyss. So Tidkascha kaharei el, your protection is like a mighty mountain, refers to the protection that God affords to the righteous ones. However, Mishpatecha, your judgment, God, Tohom Rabba, is down to the depths. That refers to the punishment that will come to the wicked. Adam ubehema toshi Hashem, both man and animal, God alike can save. God's dominion and Ashkacha Pratit, his divine providence, is afforded to all creations. Pasuches, ma yakar chastecha Elokim, how precious is your kindness, O God. The Art Scroll footnote notes, the folly of a sinful life is not only that the sinner will be called to give an accounting before God, not only that, but such a life is devoid of any enduring happiness. So when one sins, when one chooses, like Rashi has told us on this chapter, we can choose the path of life and good or the path of death and sin. And when one chooses the sinful path, it's not only that in the end of days we will have to give an accounting before the Almighty after 120 years, but even more than that, a life of sin and iniquity is devoid of enduring happiness. Such a life cannot possibly compare to the precious joy and fulfillment by the servant of God. Keep in mind how King David began this song, La Minatzeach, to the conductor, La Eved Hashem, he who is a servant of God, Le David. Continuing in Pasuches, Ma Yakar Chastecha Elokim, how precious is your kindness to those who goes in your path, O God. Ubnei Adam, and the sons of man, Bitzel Kanfecha Yechasayun, and the sons of man will take refuge in the shadow of your wings. He who wants to live a godly life will find protection and shelter under the wings of God. Yirviyun mibdashem beisecha, benacha adonecha sashkeim. Those who choose a godly life will be satiated. They will be filled from the abundance of your house, God. They will drink from the stream of your delight. Ki imcha mekor chayim, because only with you, God, is there a source of life. He who lays upon his bed and chooses wicked will find wicked. Ba'darech she'adam rotzei leleich ba'mo lichin oso. On the way and with a path on which a man wants to go, he will be led. But he who chooses life and he who chooses to rise over that voice of the Yetzer Hara will find the mekor chayim, the source of God, the source of life in God. Ba'archan nira or, in your light, Hashem, we will find light. We know, kiner mitzvah v'torah or, the Pasuk tells us in Mishlei, in Proverbs, kiner mitzvah v'torah or. A mitzvah, a commandment, a fulfillment of a mitzvah is like a candle, v'torah or. But Torah fills our entire life with light. Pasuk Yud Aleph, misho chastecha liodecha. And therefore King David says, Hashem, please extend your chesed, your kindness, to those who know you. V'tzidkascha liyishrei lev, and extend your charity, your tzedek, to those of the upright heart. And then King David ends with a plea, Al tov tivo eini l'regel gaiva. Do not let the foot of the arrogant come to me. Do not let the foot of the arrogant, perhaps an allusion once again to the Yetzer Hara, come to me. Let me not be he who thinks about sin on his bed, but rather he who seeks shelter in the wings of God. V'yad risha'im, and for the hands of the wicked, Al tini deini. Do not let the hand of the wicked, once again referring to the Yetzer Hara, do not let it move me. Sham naflu poalei oven, dohu velo yachlukum. There they fell, poale aven, those who practice sin, dachu, they were thrust down, velo yachlu kum, and they cannot rise once again. King David here ends by saying that the wicked will be banished for eternity. And Rav Shamsher Fal Hirsch, in his commentary to Tehillim, says on this final pasuk, Sham Naflu Poale Aven, the abundance of fortune and power, which the Rishaim seem to enjoy as true happiness, is actually the way to their downfall and hopeless destruction. Sham Naflu Poale Aven. There, those who are full of iniquity have fallen. It is there, says Rav Shamsher Fal Hirsch, where they think they have supreme happiness. It is exactly there that the pit of their ruin and their downfall awaits them. Like Rashi has told us, we all have a choice. Yitzyatzev al derech lo tov. The Rishayim choose to stand on a path that is not good. Once again, to quote Rashi, HaKosh Baruch Hu nasan lefanav derech hatov v'derech hamavas. Each one of us is like King David, the individual David, and the representative of Am Yisrael, Eved Hashem. And we all have a choice when we are faced with the path of good and the path of death. V'hu bocher lo. But he chooses for himself, derech lo tov, the way that is not good. The lesson in this chapter is quite clear. We have to choose the path of light and shelter in the wings of God, and not the path of iniquity, which leads to eternal doom. But it's the voice of the Yetzer Hara that strives to convince us, King David says, to sin. But then we will not be able to rise again. I end with a somewhat humorous vignette, as related in the book Portraits of Prayer by Rabbi Eliezer El Abish. Rabbi Binyamin Finkel, the son of the Mir Mashkiach, Rav Aryeh Finkel, is popularly referred to as Rabbi Binyamin HaTzadik. Rabbi Binyamin Finkel teaches that the Yetzer Hara, the evil inclination, is really just a two-trick pony. He really only has two tricks, that he employs two methods. When he sees that someone has decided to learn a little more each day, or someone has chosen to work on improving a certain character trait, he uses the same trick. What are you making yourself crazy about? Says the voice of the Yetzer Hara. You are still young. You have your whole life ahead of you. No need to get caught up with these things at your young age. Of course, there are important things to learn. You must improve your character traits. You can do that when you are older. Now you have plenty of time left to enjoy life. This is the standard refrain of the Yetzer Hara. And then suddenly, one day, it changes. You finally decide to embark on a course of improvement. And there is the voice of the Yetzer Hara, as King David says in this chapter, Ne'um Pesha L'Rasha Bekerev Libi. Transgression speech, the voice of the speech of the Yetzer Hara to the wicked is in my heart. And you decide to change, and the Yetzer Hara shows up right on cue, says Rabbi Binyamin Finkel. And he says, now you decide to work on improving your character trait. Now you decide to complete a tractate of Gemara. At your age, don't be foolish. It's too late. You're too old to change. That's his entire ploy. At first, he tells you, you're too young, you have plenty of time in the future to change. No need to rush. And then one day it changes. Now you're too old, it's too late to change. Nobody knows exactly when this happens. The switch from, you're still young, you have plenty of time, to you're already too old. It's too late to begin working on such projects. And this chapter, Kapitel Lamed Vav, David HaMelech exhorts us, reminds us, that the path of the wicked, though it may seem like one of bliss, is really one of eternal doom, and we must not listen to the voice of the evil inclination as it stalks us upon our bed and makes us choose the path of no good, because God's kindness is eternal. His righteousness is like mighty mountains. He can save man and beast alike. How precious is your kindness, God, for those who seek shelter under your wings. May we always be graced with the wisdom and the humility, the clarity and the courage to choose the correct path and go in the righteous ways of Le'eved Hashem, Le'David, the servant to God, King David. Thank you for studying together, Lilui Nishmat Malka Esther, Bat Tzvi Yosef. I wish you a wonderful day. Thank you.